Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
That little run at the end there is so pretty. Hard Place, that's her. She's from Vallejo, right? Vallejo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are commenting about it. Her, yeah. H period E period R period.
What did we say?
I forgot her name.
Ashley or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like, or Andrea? Something. Anyway, her, you guys... That, sort of like a Grammy discovery.
Gabriella.
Oh, Gabriella.
We were close.
There he is, everyone. God. How's your back, buddy?
Thank you so much.
Hooman, it is good to see you.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be back. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I was at a wedding
and you had
my back went out. And, yeah, so.
Did you bring that, package of seating materials that you bring? Did you use that on the plane?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
What is that again? It's like a hemorrhoid donut and a...
No, it's just a face cradle for a massage table. Yeah.
It
feels like there's something hard in there, though.
Yeah, so the hard thing is the connection point from the pillow to the table. It's the plastic that it sits on.
Where do you sit on it? Like, you put it...
I just sit on the donut part. Does that help?
So the hard plastic thing doesn't poke into your...
What does it help?
It does. It takes all the pressure off my tailbone.
So your tailbone sinks into the circle?
No, sort of. It just doesn't even really touch anything. It's just the butt cheeks are really focused.
Doing the supporting.
Yeah. Yes,
I see.
That's right.
And then you put one of those neck travel pillows on top of it, the inflatable
Sometimes I do, yeah.
When you need extra height.
Yes.
So your tailbone and sphincter are not touching anything.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
So, anyway, I'm back.
Hanging down.
And
I'm glad you're back. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a movie review today, would you have taken another day?
No, absolutely not.
So you're not like you, because yesterday we heard all you could do was kneel.
Yeah, yesterday I wasn't sleeping. The problem was I was having so much pain in my back. Even during the wedding, I was sleeping for 3 or 4 hours. I was late for the rehearsal. I was one of the groomsmen.
You're never late.
As soon as I show up, everyone's like, oh my God. Even the groom Ryan was looking at me going, I am so disappointed that you're late. I go, my back, I can't move.
Did you show him you're walking sideways?
he didn't believe it. He just thought, and I went to the bride and I said, I don't know what to, she goes, well, she's like, I guess these things happen. And I'm like,
rude.
I don't know what to, so all Saturday, I just lied on the floor in my hotel room. I didn't even leave for any dinners or anything. And then Sunday, I was just like, God, I didn't go to church. I had a church and everything lined up in Arizona.
But you couldn't do it because
I couldn't
so
stand.
You had a private meeting with God.
Spa appointment?
Oh my God, I had two massages, but they were like, they helped for an hour or two. And then, and then when I was like, I need to stand for 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, I'll just run back to my room. And I basically did.
Did you make your speech?
Yeah, I did give a toast. Yes, of course.
A speech or a toast?
More of a toast. Ryan made it real clear I was not allowed to speak at the wedding, so I was only allowed to speak at the rehearsal dinner.
Oh.
Who is this Ryan person?
He's the groom. He's the groom.
He's got a lot of rules.
He does.
Like, he understand who you
are. It is his wedding, you guys. I mean, give him a break.
What's Hooman's involved? Isn't it really Hooman's wedding?
And he flew all the way to Arizona.
I know. At the peril of his tailbone.
By the way, if you've never been to Scottsdale, wow, what an amazing...
It's pretty happening there.
I couldn't believe how cool it was. Yeah. If you ever have a chance to check it out, go.
Hey, was spring training going on?
Oh.
Is that happening right now, or is that last week or 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see any football players. I just
baseball.
Or baseball, yeah. It was just It was just see how out of it I was.
You're such a girl.
Why did he marry there?
She's from Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her whole because they did the engagement and everything up here, and I think the Omni in Scottsdale is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So,
isn't it time to go to a doctor?
Oh,
doctor?
I did. Yeah, I went to one yesterday.
And are they?
It's going to take a year, but it'll get back to normal.
What do you mean it'll take a year? Like, did they give you PT or something, or is it like what do you prescribe?
So I went to a chiropractor.
That's not a doctor.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really.
Disparage chiropractors.
I'm not nothing
There's
against
really
chiropractors.
Too late.
Out
too
there.
Late, Sarah. You already disparaged.
I'm saying you should go to a doctor who specializes in like spinal.
I went to
injuries
one.
And
called a chiropractor.
No, it's totally different.
Is it
talking about someone who went to school for 15 years and has? You
so
know,
did he? Did he?
Could do surgery?
Is it a he or a she?
It's he. Sergio.
Did he go? Did Sergio go like? All right, I see there's a problem. Can I, crack your back real quick?
Oh, yeah, he went for it.
He cracked you already?
Oh, man, he went in. I was there for 3 hours yesterday. Like, they had me on five different machines.
Right?
I was on machines. I was getting cracked. They did laser therapy, heat
therapy. The cold laser therapy?
Warm as well. They reduced the inflammation. I mean, listen, what he did in one day allowed me to sleep through the night, which was...
Well, that is good.
Thank you so much.
So how do you feel today?
At least 50% better.
You're sitting in a chair.
I am. Yeah. It's a miracle. Praise the Lord.
It is. I know. You're not just kneeling. Praise the Lord. And
hallelujah. Amen.
Well, so glad we're caught up with you, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Let's hear what's going on in this world of celebrity trash.
Yeah,
now.
What is happening?
Well, we saw this coming.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, I got to say
Jesse?
That... Yeah, it's Jesse. So, you know, the story was off from the get-go. You know? It's just sort of, it's a bummer. I actually feel bad for him. Like that he...
Desperate?
Yeah, it feels super desperate, and he's just ruined himself. Like, who's going to work with this guy? Mm. Fox was saying, and we had heard that they were already reducing his role, and people thought maybe that was why he was feeling the kind of desperation that he did to send himself for threatening mail through the actual U.S. mail.
I don't
know
what he thought that was going to accomplish.
I don't know. Just attention, I think.
Well,
I feel bad for
racism
him.
Racism is something that we all have an extreme reaction to. It made me super sad to hear that he was attacked in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a white guy, and I'm thinking, man, I can't believe there's white guys out there still doing this kind of,
BS.
Like, come on, what?
I know.
And that story made me sick to my stomach and just hate my own race. Like, I know there have been problems in the past. Mm. I get why. We've told this story a million times. Chappelle came in here and he's like, I hate white people. You know the history. If you know the history, you know why I hate white people. And it's like, yeah, I get that. But I wasn't part of that, and I didn't take anybody from their home and bring them here and make them do stuff. I get it, though. But, I guess we'll never heal, but it's one of those things where this story just stokes that fire, and you're like, oh, my gut. I'm so sick to my stomach.
Right, and then it's gross. And then to find out that
he just did that. He put a noose around his own neck and stood there and acted like this had happened to him and that white people had done it.
You know, the Chicago police are saying that they, too, smelled something from the beginning. And they said that when he took them to the scene of the alleged attack, he actually pointed out a camera. He's like, look at that. It's going to all be on that camera. Well, it turned out that camera was either pointed the wrong direction or was inoperable or something. But, like, we were supposed to see the attack.
Hmm.
Like, remember his face had some...
lacerations.
Like, these dudes apparently did fake attack him. You know, an attack he knew was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But he was sure that it was going to have been caught on video. So there's a reporter in Chicago who actually called every convenience store in the area and went to 100 convenience stores to look at their video surveillance, and he found the dudes he has photo, video surveillance footage of these guys buying the masks.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah,
there they are at the counter
just
getting the stuff. Right.
At one point, one of the guys pulls like a hoodie up over his, like, realizes that they're on camera. This is before the attack. It's, I think it was the day before. But it's just, it's really, I feel bad for him because, number one, his name is ruined. Like,
well,
we'll be calling it, oh, that person pulled a Jussie Smollett. You pulled a Smollett. You faked something for whatever, for attention, for sympathy, for notoriety, for whatever it is. It's just gross. So he was charged yesterday.
Over that, too. Over a gig.
I know.
I mean, I know that acting jobs are your hopes and dreams, and there you are, and maybe he sees it slipping away. But that happened to people in real life years ago.
Yeah, and worse.
It's right. Not like he's not talented. He's very talented.
Sure. That's what they say, PETA. Anyway, he was charged. I guess there was some grand jury testimony. The two brothers, whose names are Olabinjo and Abimbola Osandairo.
Well done.
Good job.
Thank you. Probably not well done, but you don't know.
Right. Now, these guys are Nigerian, but born in America, right?
I don't know their whole deal.
They are jacked, I know that.
They are. You know what's so funny? I was looking at pictures of them this morning. I'm like, oh, they're those guys. They're the beefcake guys.
Yeah.
We were talking about from our chicken bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They need 11 chickens per day to get by.
They're the guys.
They're the guys who feed.
Right.
Chickens see them and they run.
And bump into stuff while
I'm done lifting. Now I must feed. I can't get my arms down to my... I can barely wipe my own ass. My muscles are just so in the way. So, the Chicago police are saying he orchestrated the supposed hate crime in Chicago January 29th, and he was charged yesterday with filing a false report. As I understand it, he surrendered. He turned himself in, whatever, for booking and whatever else. I'm not sure if they're holding him or if he was able to leave, but he's been charged. Jussie's lawyers are saying they will mount an aggressive defense. I don't know what possible defense they could offer. I did not hear anything else about Mark Garagos joining his team. Did you see anything further
else
on that?
Mm-mm.
So these two guys who allegedly attacked Jussie, these brothers, were people that he knew. And they say he paid them to attack him and make it look like a hate crime. They are cooperating with the police. The video that we talked about a little earlier shows them buying ski masks and a red hat at a store the day before the attack. One of them is also believed to have bought the rope that was placed around Smollett's neck during the attack. Fox is actually thinking about suspending him from Empire. So, mission totally not accomplished. Mm. And if there are some more things, but, you know, I'm going to try and get to a couple other things here, and I'll mention it a little later in the show. But it's official. He's been charged. Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry Potter in all the Harry Potter movies, I didn't know this. I guess maybe I've heard it here and there, but he's talking about his alcoholism.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I felt like I didn't really.
I don't think
they're saying he's never shied away from it, and that it's that he has talked about it. But I just I guess I've never read that.
How old is that guy?
29.
Yeah, but when he shot the last one, let's see. Were there eight? There were, right?
There were a lot of them.
Never even seen one.
I think there's seven books, and they split the last book into two movies.
Okay.
Oh, they're good, Yuzi.
Mm. Mm.
Hooman says no.
They're not good. Oh. The first one's good. The rest are, ugh.
They're all good. The last two, I don't know, but I always wish that... Harry Potter got with Hermione. That was a better match.
I like the books. I don't care about the movies at all.
Your daughter will watch them someday, though.
Yeah.
You'll like them. They're good. The kid he plays, you like the characters.
Well, the things I am watching now.
Right. Believe me, Harry Potter will be a total joy, breath of fresh
pleasure.
Air. Right.
Can't wait.
So they're saying, or Daniel Radcliffe is saying, that he was out of hand by the time he was 18 years old. While he was shooting the movie still. He says during the filming of the sixth Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, he was drunk all the time. He was an alcoholic.
Well, you know what? And this was happening for me as well. You become a freaking scientist, and you know what it takes to get...
through whatever you got to get through.
What it takes to go down in terms of just pass out, fall asleep, sleep it off kind of thing. How many hours you need, what you need to... it becomes this management thing.
Well, and a lying thing. Like, it's a scientific lying situation.
Right.
You find a way to hide it, and you find a way to make it work. And there are a lot of alcoholics who can make that happen for a long time.
Yes,
until finally
they
can't.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's it. That's the other thing, too, is you are getting by. So you're fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it.
Right. You show up to work. What's happening?
And then you're not.
Right.
And that's the thing. That happened to me. There it was. I was pulling it, and then I wasn't.
Right. So he stopped drinking, apparently completely, in August of 2010, which was just before the seventh movie actually came out. So sixth and seventh movies, he was apparently drinking during those times. He says the reason he was drinking was to control his paranoia that came with fame.
Oh.
He said he felt like he was being watched all, which could just be his excuse for drinking.
You know, everyone wants to put a Y on it, and I just believe some people are alcoholics. You are born with that, and that's...
Right. And other people, right. They're also paranoid in dealing with fame, and they can have drinks and not have it be the thing that takes over their life.
Right.
He said, there's an awareness that I really struggled in my late teens when I was going out to places for the first time where you'd feel watched when you went into a bar. Yeah, you're Harry Potter, dude. Mm-hmm. Of course. Drink at your house, I guess. The quickest way of forgetting you were being watched was to get very drunk. Then you become aware that, people are watching more now because now I'm getting very drunk, so I should probably drink more to ignore that more. He said some of the feeling of being watched was in his head, but he also admitted he felt a lot of actual pressure. People expected him to be happy and friendly all the time because he was rich and famous and he was Harry Potter. So apparently he stopped drinking. I mean, I still feel like at 29 he's just a kid, but he stopped drinking like 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. The drinking age over there is 18, so he would have been allowed in bars.
Well, and he's Harry Potter. I'm sure he put booze on the counter or whatever and got it.
Right. They were like, aren't you a boy?
He pulls out a wad of dough. Yeah. I mean,
yes, okay, I'll sell to you. Huh. And then the Oscars are on Sunday, and I'm so excited we can watch those together. That's going to be.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yay, award shows. Woo.
No host.
Did you hear the rumor? Because I guess Whoopi Goldberg has been not on The View this week.
Uh huh.
Joy Behar.
Bless you.
Joy Behar was saying, no, she has pneumonia. She can't even host this show, let alone host the Oscars. Of course, people won't shut up about that. They're saying, I guess, right after Kevin Hart said, okay, fine, I just won't host. She was like, I'll do it. And nobody heard anything more about that after that. And so people are speculating. And she's done it before. And
yeah.
So if that, wouldn't that be a fabulous surprise if there was a host? Yeah. And it was Whoopi Goldberg. So a couple little interesting facts. This is the third time that Amy Adams and Christian Bale have starred in a movie together and both received nominations for it.
All right.
I hope Vice cleans up, for the record.
You really like that movie?
Phenomenal.
A+. Vinny watched it. He wasn't that into it.
I didn't care about it at all.
I was beyond captivated.
Were you watching with your iPad?
Yeah.
No, I watched it.
Did you?
I watched it at night, so I was looking. I was truly looking for entertainment, and I just watched it and was all.
Did your woman?
We both watched it together,
and
we didn't finish it. We're like, hey, you want to go? All right, let's go do that.
The thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, it is fun. You're right, and the movie wasn't. So I was like, let's go do that. Anything but this. Boring. It's like watching the news. It's real life. Who cares?
So Amy Adams and Christian Bale were both nominated for The Fighter, American Hustle, and now they're both nominated for Vice. Only Christian's won. He won Best Supporting Actor when he was in The Fighter.
Mm. She's not going to win.
Oh, he was great in The Fighter, too.
Everybody was great in The Fighter. That was a great movie. Mahershala Ali is a favorite to win Best Supporting Actor for Green Book. He won the same award 2 years ago for Moonlight. And they're saying that...
looking at him in True Detective, the way he goes old to young to sort of middle.
Yeah.
When they show him in modern, like him now, he is, I don't know, he's damn good looking.
Mm. Like, and such, he has such an unusual
face. A unique
face.
Way,
yeah.
But for sure, like he is just, it's like he's chiseled.
Yes.
Every part of his face is just chiseled. He's That's a handsome dude.
It is a handsome dude. It's true. If he wins, it'll be the fastest turnaround for someone to win the same category, because he won for
Moonlight.
He won Best Supporting Actor for that 2 years ago. And so the fastest turnaround to win the same category was Tom Hanks in 93 and 94. He won for Forrest Gump and then again
Philadelphia.
In 94 for Philadelphia. This would be a 2 year separation, but still to win the same category that quickly, it would be a very fast turnaround. And one more little interesting fact. In the Best Actor and Supporting Actor categories this year, four of the five nominees portrayed real people in their roles. Freddie Mercury, Vincent Van Gogh, Dick Cheney, George Bush.
Hmm.
And all four of the acting prizes this year could be for portrayals of lesbian, gay, or bisexual characters. Olivia Colman and Rachel Weisz play lesbian lovers in The Favourite. Mahershala Ali's portrayal of Don Shirley included references to his homosexual encounters. And Rami Malek played Freddie Mercury, who was bisexual, at least. There's a good chance of that happening. They all won their awards at the BAFTAs, which is like the English version of the Oscars. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Breakups are hard.
They are hard.
Oh. A new startup is going to come to your rescue.
Oh.
After the...
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're a fan of our secret show, which is a podcast we do in addition to this show, we are doing one today. Who's doing the movie review with you, Hooman?
Today's the day?
Today's the day.
All right.
I got a couple emails, too, for you.
Oh, good. And I have some that I didn't use last week, and so...
Britton's going to chime in as well. He saw one of the films. So.
This is for today's
movie review.
What are you rooting?
Rudy's going to talk about How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Oh, my God. I love those movies so much. I wonder if this is good.
And then the other movie we're going to do, it's mostly in honor of Black History Month, The Two Killings of Sam Cooke.
Mm.
It's a Netflix documentary.
Okay. Perfect. So that's coming up at 9:15, and then the secret show. Brynn usually gets that up by, I don't know, 11 o'clock in the morning. So if you're looking for that, you can find it. There we go. Still don't have this down.
Is there like a weight attached to that? I mean, that seems like a real strain on you.
There's two screens, one cursor that moves between the two, so I have to find the cursor, move it to the place that
That's the worst, finding that darn
Dude,
cursor.
It's ridiculous. It's hard, Vinny. It's hard to be me.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. It's your way.
Mm.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. The number one, stnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Oakland teachers will be striking today.
Mm. Good luck, everybody.
The strike involves 37,000 students. The union that represents nearly 3,000 teachers, counselors, nurses, psychologists, librarians, speech pathologists, social workers, and substitute teachers, they'll all be out. The union wants a 12% raise over 3 years, smaller class sizes, more counselors, and full-time nurses. The district is saying we can't afford to pay more than 5%, so they're still far away from each other. They also say, according to this story in front of me, and if there's a different story, please let me know and I'll pass it on. The school district says it will not be school as usual during the strike, but you are expected to go to school.
Oh.
Temporary emergency teachers will be responsible for teaching and supervising students. Temporary teachers won't necessarily continue teaching regular teachers' scheduled lesson plans, but there will be something in place to keep the kids busy, and they'll certainly have...
Well,
I don't know if you want to call them chaperones. They're teachers, emergency teachers,
but... I guess they're not licensed.
Are they
by the state
going to be considered scabs by the people who?
I don't
sure.
I would
paid
just
like $300 a day.
I would think that the teachers want understand the kids need someplace safe to go.
Yeah. They also have what they're calling safe spaces open at about 15 libraries and rec centers throughout Oakland. Oh. I put some stuff on my Facebook page. I tagged Sarah and Vinny. I don't know if that went on, Human, if you want to look. Absolutely. But everything you need to know about the strike.
So that's today, the teachers in Oakland strike, and your kids can still go to school. There will be people there to
receive them.
Right.
And meals, too. That was a big concern.
Oh. Sure.
Oh.
So from that to this.
All right.
Is Ski Week elitist? Is it a bad name for a week off? They're actually pointing at Mill Valley among the cities and saying,
we call it Ski Week. And you know why? Because people go skiing. And so if you don't go skiing, you don't have to call it Ski Week. It's just sort of the nickname that it's got. It's the week everybody plans to go skiing. Their kids are off. Everybody takes a week off if they can do it.
I'd never heard that term until I heard you say it.
Oh, really?
I'm actually surprised.
Well, I'd never heard it. And I grew up on the East Coast. There's plenty of snow there. It's not like here, though. But there's plenty of snow, and we didn't call it Ski Week there either. It's called Ski Week. Then I only call it that because that's what it's called.
School districts in Mill Valley, San Rafael, Albany, West Contra Costa, and Los Gatos all have one. It's Ski Week. Every place else, it's just your
February vacation.
You're right. Uh-huh. Your time off.
February winter break.
Winter break is right.
Right. Well, call it whatever you want. If you think it's elitist, don't call it that.
Ski Week for me is always equaled rich kid privilege, writes one Facebook poster. This is a person who says it's classist.
Well, you know it's not the official name, right?
Isn't it, though?
No. I mean,
what's it officially called?
Winter break.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I've always heard you call it Ski Week.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's called in Mill Valley.
Right. So there it is. That's its name.
Well, I'm sure on the schedule it doesn't say Ski Week. I'm sure it says Winter Break.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention it because I think it is funny that skiing...
Dude, it's not cheap.
It is an extremely expensive sport.
There is so... And there's so... Because if you are going to go to Ski Week, you got to get a place to stay. If you don't already own a home up there, you got to at least rent skis if you don't already own some skis.
And all the gear.
All the gear. And then the lift tickets are no joke. Like, it's expensive. We went skiing over the holidays with my brother and my sister-in-law, and they were halfway through the week going, oh, my God. Like, this is our bank account is gone. Like, it's so expensive.
Your brother John?
Mm.
Oh.
Well, I don't think they expected it to be that expensive. I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a daily rental fee for the stuff.
Well, what did
they were
think?
Helping me
did
pay
they
for
look
the house.
Into it?
No, I just think that they didn't really have a clear concept of how expensive it was going to be. And then feeding everyone, you know.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's extremely expensive.
It is.
Most of the time, where I grew up down south, it was day trips.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You didn't do a whole... You woke up at 3 in the morning, you drove for 2 hours to get there, you waited in the parking lot shivering, you got your lift ticket, you rode for the day, and then you rode home.
Right.
And even that, so expensive.
So expensive. And that's if you brought
you
your own equipment.
Your own food,
right. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's so expensive.
It is. It's very expensive.
You wouldn't even have considered. And then as I got older, the thing about the overnight was you'd go the night before on purpose with 10 guys in one hotel room.
Yes.
So you'd send one guy in, he'd get the room, and then 10 guys are in the parking lot snickering with the, you know, suitcases of beer. Everyone, you know, sleeps where they can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that creates whatever drama that creates, because 10 dudes drinking in one hotel room.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Well, you don't want to be the first guy asleep.
That's for sure.
That is for darn sure.
I've done some research in Mill Valley, the school district calendar here. It's Ski Week is called Recess Days.
Recess Days.
Winter break is actually the holiday break, you know, Christmas time.
Oh.
So they're called Recess Days.
No, whatever. Recess.
Breaking up's hard. It hurts. So painful.
It is. It is. It's actual physical pain sometimes.
Right.
A heartbroken it's like a real thing. I mean,
it's a real thing.
I have absolutely been like, I'm never letting this happen to me again.
Right.
You can screw yourself, love. Mm-hmm. I want no part of you.
But it's an actual medical thing where your heart, it's something happens to your heart when something in your life happens. Like, it's a physical thing, can cause like a heart attack, even
oh
death.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I saw this thing a
couple you hear
weeks
the
ago.
Stories about a longtime couple, yeah. One passes, the next one's right behind them.
Yep.
When a relationship ends, you go through a lot. There's a new startup that wants to help you called Onward. It's a company that says it'll handle all the logistics of your breakup. Oh. They'll find you a new place to live. They'll set up utilities, packing and moving your stuff out of your ex's place.
Sounds elitist.
Setting you up on new dates. Finding
really
you.
I like it, though.
Well, you don't have to deal. You don't have to think you just for your free to grieve.
Yeah.
Finding you a therapist and building your new IKEA furniture for you through the Onward. I guess it's an app. The service starts at $99 for a basic package and can go up to $500 if you want the works.
Wow, that's actually less than I would have thought. Uh-huh.
Onward was founded by two childhood friends, 34-year-old Lindsay Meck and 33-year-old Mika Leonard. They say they got the idea when they both went through a complicated breakup 6 months apart.
Mm.
Right now, the service is only available in New York City, but they plan to expand the nation soon enough.
That is actually... considering that they're packing and moving for you and finding you a new place, like it's doing all the work, setting up your new utility. Like, that is $500 actually seems super low.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously low.
It can't be that easy, though. Sounds easy, but.
Yeah, that's probably like the first consultation is $500.
I just want to say I'm 1,000% against this.
Why?
1,000%.
You think people should have to deal? It grows your character.
The worst thing that we see happening in this world is Five Marriage Guy. It's this person who doesn't get it. They, for some reason, just keep doing this. And I feel like if the pain isn't enough, if you find ways to help you smooth through rough patches, you're going to jump right back in.
You're not going to learn.
That didn't hurt nearly enough.
You're saying it needs to hurt, and these chicks are actually doing
a
disservice.
That's the point of that breakup and the pain is to help you go, I need to choose better. Not... the next dingbat that comes along should be the one. Don't you think? Isn't that what pain in life is for, is to help
you
learn from it?
I don't understand the serial marriagists, but that's, you know, because my marriage so far is, knock wood, is working out. But I do see why people want to go for it again. I actually think that in a way
I'm
that's like they're resilient.
Don't go for it again. I'm saying
it's resilient.
The pain that you go through is to help you build.
They become so sure that this time this is the one. And then embarrassing when it gets to the fifth time and you're like, no, really. I just like remember all the others. This is the one. I think this time, you know, it is. It's. I wouldn't remarry five times just out of sheer embarrassment.
I just want you to be a better chooser in life. And I feel like the pain will help you get to that point, that you'll choose better.
I don't know.
That you won't just always
be
like...
People are never changed, though. They always make the wrong decisions. Always. Over and over. Nobody learns from their mistakes.
Well, look at yourself in the mirror a little better then. Like, check yourself out.
What do you mean?
I mean... after a breakup, think about what was right and what was wrong, what worked, what didn't.
Right.
Look at the person that you're dating and don't only see them as a wallet or boobs or whatever thing that you are like, well, that's really great.
I'm in love with your boobs.
I mean, actually choose more wisely who you're going to spend your time with.
I bet you can make some money offering this incredible advice.
I don't want to make money. I just want you to choose better for yourself.
I think you could have an app, Vinny.
I don't want an app.
Are you sure? Might be a good
side
gig for you. A little side hustle. Listen, I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to tell you. Actually, you and Hooman should do it together. You will talk anybody out of marrying.
Game over, man.
Oh, that's a good one.
While we're on relationships, I'll do this story.
All right.
Revenge porn is a serious concern.
Yes.
It's become part of the new, I don't know, I guess the new generation will deal with this forever, where they've got phones and they've got pictures and mm-hmm. it seems super hot and super smart, and you send these things to each other going, how do you like that?
Yeah, listen, you just
I love it.
You need to not put your face in there, and you need to, you know, I don't know, the certain, like the relic from ancient Egypt that only you have should also not, you like, no identifying factors.
Look, there's a reality to it, and then there's also this. There's a 34-year-old woman named Jana Hocking, this story out of Australia. She says a few years ago, she had a bad breakup with her boyfriend, and so she broke into his house to delete a topless photo off his phone. Now, the first thing that happens here is I'm like, topless? That's all you sent? Just a topless. Like, that's, you broke into the house to delete. I'm not sure I'm believing her. There's got to be, right? I mean, a topless photo? Is that it?
It's possible that is it, because, you know, some people's levels are like, you know, we've all seen some of those spread eagle shots that some people seem to be comfortable with, and their face is right in it.
Well, that, like, that's
oh my
true.
God.
Hope Solo, what are you doing?
Right. Please, Jesus. I can't.
Good grief.
I gotta look away.
Anyway,
but
she
you
says,
know, maybe topless is her line. She's like, I don't want this guy having this picture.
I snuck through his window while he was snoring up a storm, grabbed his phone, scrolled through his photos, found the offending shot, and deleted it. Oh, this is her.
Is this a shot?
No, this isn't the shot.
No, I don't have any topless photos of her, just from so, her Instagram.
She's showing some cleavage there, though, so they're...
She's a cute girl.
I'm guessing they're beauties.
I actually feel like you can see a little something going on down here, too.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
Look at that.
Huh. Really?
Her shorts are very, very, very short.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe you didn't see that. I'm usually the one... That's where you look first.
I was surprised. I was just trying to have a look at Jana there as I finished the story, which is he didn't catch her and she wasn't arrested or anything. And she says the risk was worth it. So as she does this story, nothing happened by it. She just
broke into it. So how are we finding out?
She's saying it. She's saying
out there in the world saying, this is what you need to do, sisters.
I guess. Or this is what I did. I'm not condoning it, but this is how I relieved my conscience of the photo that was out there. Well, I don't condone breaking into someone's house. I stand by my decision.
Huh. And she had to do it fast before she changed his passcode, too. You know?
I'm surprised. Oh, this is another one of her? She's a cutie.
Let me see her.
She's good looking.
She looks fun. She's fun. She looks fun.
Our text number is 800-400.
I'm going to hold it up for the thing, for the camera, if anyone wants to see it.
I want to believe that most people who are nice enough to share a picture of their stuff, other people are nice enough to enjoy it and delete it, or at least, at the very least, not share it with all their friends.
Well,
you
that's a very high expectation. It is true. If only we could trust other people. We just can't.
408 says, oh, did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. Come on, Sarah.
What I do now.
You feel bad for him? He's pathetic.
It is.
Do you
pathetic.
Realize how many people are hurt by this? Black, gay, etc.?
Yeah, I do understand that. And I'm saying I feel like this is a guy who made some horrible choices and his intention was bad. And I'm sad that he felt that desperate in his life. I actually do feel bad for him. I'm sorry.
831 says, I'm a black man living in Oakland, born in Mississippi, where true hate crimes was a weekly occurrence. I'm disgusted to hear Jesse faked the attack. Another example of an actor destroying their career for attention and so disrespectful to people who had to deal with real acts of terror. Mm. Yeah, exactly. 650 says, my 6-year-old is obsessed with Harry Potter and all the movies. Mm. Well, still big.
Sounds like you got a year, Vin.
Well, that's, you know what?
She had to turn 5 to like The Greatest Showman. She's got to be 6 to like Harry Potter.
That is the beauty of the kids' stuff, is it lives forever. Mm. Like generation to generation.
Well, and it's fun for your kids to watch the things that you liked. And it's funny how many of them are like, this is junk.
Well, I didn't really watch much of that stuff, but I know that...
Well, all the Christmas specials were the ones that I brought.
Yeah, me too. My kid was asked her mom what was your favorite cartoon? And she goes, The Jetsons. They plowed through those.
Oh, sweet.
And I don't think The Jetsons was all that great.
I liked Mighty Mouse, and I liked all the original, the old Warner Brothers, and Tom and Jerry, the old ones.
Yeah.
I loved those. And I loved like when Bugs Bunny, would have like, and they played all this classical music in that you didn't even realize as a kid you were learning, but there's so many themes, classical themes, that you're like, I totally recognize that. And it's because it was in all those old Warner Brothers movies. It's neat. I think it's cool. My kids would never watch them. They just didn't care. All they cared about was manga. Whatever the manga stuff. What is
anime.
That? Anime. And then all this, you know, CG crap.
Well, because it's better. By far.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if plot and moral-wise it was better, but...
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with skiing, because we're on that. But I also have I'm going to give you like a Kardashian roundup because there's some trouble in Kardashian paradise.
Well,
you know,
all right.
Best friend making out.
Oh, right. The Tristan thing.
Sure.
Okay.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.